We've never really cared how many people listen to it. It's just that we want every record to be perfect for us. We're really perfectionists, so that's one of the reasons also why it takes us a lot of time to finish stuff.
The radio department's patience and dedication have served them well in the recording process and in the long wait for an audience outside their native Sweden. But with a new compilation of singles and B-sides and a North American tour, they're poised to build the fan base they deserve. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Russ Boris. Since 2002, Sweden's The Radio Department have released a string of singles, EPs, and albums. Limited overseas distribution delayed their exposure in North America, but they did get a little help from Sofia Coppola, who included three of their songs on the soundtrack to 2006's Marie Antoinette. On the recent anthology Passive Aggressive, they handpicked favorite rarities and singles from their decade-long career, providing a well-rounded introduction to their shoegazy dream pop. Last year also saw the release of their third full-length and a couple EPs, which members Johan Dunkinson and Martin Kahlberg told the alternate side's Cara Manning is their preferred format.
It's probably easier to get your ideas through with a EP or a single. It's almost always as EPs, but it's more concentrated and you get focused on the big idea of it. An album is too long to get your
idea it's harder through. to achieve some if you have like a conceptual idea.
Right.
For instance, the Never Follow Suit EP was supposed to be like a dub EP almost, but well, it's a pop EP, but with dub influences. So if we were to make a whole album, it might take 3 years, but an EP is kind of, it's easier for us to finish. Some other time, one night out, you won't miss out on much. Just don't make me responsible this time. It's not my fault if you don't change.
How did Sofia find you? And were you surprised, reluctant at first to be involved with that?
Well, a little bit,
yeah.
Yeah.
People think it's kind of strange when we say that. But it was a big deal for us. I mean, we didn't want to be that big at once and like to have too much pressure on the album or... We talked about it quite a lot.
Yeah, and also about like being too associated with.
Yeah,
because we love her films, but since we were a really small band, we were kind of scared of being like this Coppola band forever.
When I look at you, I reach for a piano wire, fighting to keep it together, but it's pointless. One look at you. And heaven's on fire, heaven's on fire. It seems like everyone is on your side. We're outnumbered by those who take no pride and constantly moving against the tide. Charlatans just started preaching out of time.
A live version of Heaven's on Fire from the Radio Department. Thanks to our producer, Wyme Sussman, and hear more from the Radio Department at thealternateside.org.